Sunday the 20th of May, a personal diary, started in the bed at 8:30. I'm alone and I'm not happy to be awake. I'd be really pleased if it was 9:30 now, because it was 3 o'clock when I turned in last night. Got a lot to do today, and out there in this hotel are people, and as soon as I go near people, my experience so far suggests that something will happen, something unexpected, some new story will emerge and some new connection will emerge, and that will hook my attention. And what I really need then, I think, is I need to do a lot of things in this bedroom before I go out into the outside world. Otherwise, I'm just adding to more and more things I keep intending to do. So the first thought, starting off the day, is that I should stay in this bedroom, consolidate yesterday and the day before and the day before that, to the point where I can go to breakfast relaxed. 9 o'clock. I've just made an audio boo. And the miracle is that I opened a book of poetry, wondering, and I still am wondering, how do I connect with the people in the room today when I read to them? And I thought, well, at least I'll get my own body warmed up by reading a poem. And the one I opened at random is definitely the one I'm going to use in the reading today. It's as if the universe sent it to me and said, well, actually, use this one, Paul. This will help you connect with other people. Wow. It's 9:30 now, and I'm up. I've undressed, but I'm standing on my feet on the carpet. And I've consolidated all the contacts I've had with people, personal contacts I've had with people, over the last couple of days here. So I've got about 10 or 12 separate entries, you know, ranging from Robert Jocelyn through to Andrew Lycett. And I have them all on a double page spread of the Moleskine notebook with notes about who they know that I know and any promises that I gave or received that will help connect next time. And it looks a little bit like a to-do list with the names, but otherwise what's going to happen is that these very exciting, quite remarkable encounters are going to fall through the crack. Now I think I'd better have a shower and a shave and go to breakfast. It's now 10:10, and it's most unlike me to have done what I've just done. I've tidied up my hotel room, I've packed everything into my bags, and I'm leaving the room to go to breakfast, leaving everything in a pristine condition. I have absolutely no idea why I've done this. I usually do the opposite. Now it's now 11:45, and I'm walking up outside Banner Books in the main town of Innisdiamond. So I'm on the walk. So a couple of things have happened since I last did this. I've got, I think, about 3 recordings of And Death Shall Have No Dominion by Dylan Thomas. I have to keep quiet because there are people giving a public air chat here now. But it's good to be out. I've only had one cup of tea, though, and a piece of bread. So I could do with a bit of food. A completely unexpected encounter in the graveyard. Not a ghost, no, but almost a ghost. A member of the three-legged stool poets in County Clare and his wife, was followed quickly by an introduction to the great Arthur Watson,
who I had seen in a room and said hello to once. So, and yet he turns up in Ennis Diamond today, right in front of me. And I end up making an audio boo of his voice and his poetry and talking about his art in general. So I'm kind of overwhelmed by that sheer chance. It blew out the plan to have some lunch, so I haven't had any breakfast, now I haven't had any lunch. So I'm now at 29 minutes past one, walking back into the Falls Hotel, thinking, geez, I better get some food into me before my mother-in-law arrives. Bye-bye. It's now 6:15, so I can't remember, that's the best part of 6 hours since the last time. So I've had a 6 hour period during which I did get some food. I wolfed down 3 large slices of bacon, cabbage, I remember white sauce, and I remember mashed potatoes. I wolfed them down sort of in between doing things on the iPhone, lending somebody the iPhone in order to hear the sound of his own voice, recording another version of Dominion, and performing. Well, listening. Do 2 kinds of performances. The first kind of performance was being the second string to a flutist. A remarkable flutist invited me up on stage, in effect, with him to respond to his music as he was playing, respond to it in my notebook in a style of sketching that I have invented. So it was done publicly for the first time, in the sense that I also then was asked to show the audience what I had done. And the second thing is, the other element of my personal performance is that I did my own slot at the festival. And in the middle of the festival slot, I made a decision to take all of my courage in my hands and read the most vicious, nasty part of the Inferno, the 33 canto poem. You know, a piece where I had to prime the audience beforehand that they were going to be hearing, you know, 4-letter words, and I had to do that and give them individuals a chance to leave the room. And then there was the afterwards. Then there was the search for a cup of tea and a bit of blood sugar. So I think I had about 6 biscuits. And then there was the difficulty of leaving, because I find it hard to leave. It's easier now than it used to be. I used to find it excruciating leaving. I used to find it emotionally wrenching. Now I just know I have another priority, which is to move on. So I'm moving on out the road, out of Ennis Diamond. It's now about 17 minutes past 6. And I had enough time just to drop back and buy the book that I'd wanted to buy but had no cash to buy from Arthur Watson. I now have in the car an ability to put on 47 of his poems in audio if I want to do that. So, I'm really looking forward to being back with my family. It'll be the last thing I did, I suppose, in Ennis Diamond. I'll say this, is that I bought a little teddy bear, and I took the little teddy bear down to the donkey in the field next to the hotel, or part of the hotel, and I touched the donkey and I introduced the donkey to the teddy bear, and I photographed the two together. I do that because a great online friend of mine, Jane Boyd, does something not totally unlike that, and she's inspired me to do a little something like that weird behavior. So it's gorse on the side of the road, yeah, there's yellow gorse. I see gravel on the side of the road, and I see boggy land, and this is the way out of Clare back towards Cork. It's now 8:15 in the evening. It's still light and bright. 14 degrees, my car says it is, and I'm approaching Blackpool on the entrance to Cork from the Limerick side. And I've spent the journey, really. It feels like I've spent the whole journey from Ennis Diamond on the telephone, and it's been lovely, because otherwise I might have been tempted to send a few tweets or read a few tweets, and I've been able to drive along with earbuds in the ear and the phone on the seat next to me and, you know, talk. Just finished a very long conversation. It probably lasted three quarters of an hour with a guy I went to school with in Limerick. We were at the same school from about, I would say, about 1959 to about 1968. And Grace, a poet, Grace, a painter, good photographer, lovely guy, about the only person who's these days who ever writes me a letter in longhand, and he doesn't do it very often. And Michael Reeves is his name, and he's just told a very interesting story about how he was in Berlin and met a woman by chance there, and they had a bit of a conversation, and when they were leaving, she asked him for his email address, and he wrote it down, and they established some kind of contact. And then she checked him out on the internet, and she said to him, "Are you the Michael Reeves who Paul O'Mahony wrote about?" She'd found my blog via Mick Reeves, and found that I had photographed his exhibition and written about him, and she was just... So it was just nice to think that somebody in Berlin, who is actually cycling around Berlin on a bicycle, putting up a blog about events that are happening in Berlin, is also in a kind of way connected. Amazing what this internet stuff will do. So, yeah, this is going to be the last audio boo of the evening, of the day, and it's been one of those days which have been so rich that I do really find it not difficult to imagine that there is a puppet master pulling the strings that has been determining, outside of my control, what kind of connections I would have today with other people. And because so rich has been the connections today, but yesterday and the day before, really, for the last 3 days, that it's very hard to believe that they happened by complete, without any design at all. So that's just a thought to play with. Anyway, look, thank you for consuming all 7.5 minutes of this audio. It's very good of you to listen from beginning to end. And that's the world I've had today, or some of it anyway. Bye-bye.